ring was quickly formed, with the three contestants at its centre. They stared uneasily at each other, then began circling. Each knew that no beast refused an order from Vizca Longtooth, whose smile had become a wide grin of enjoyment. He signalled with the pitchfork.
Go to it, me lucky buggos. No mercy and no quarter. We'll see who's fit to be the leader.
Grivel had his cutlass out half-heartedly. He shrugged at Fearog.
We ain't got no choice, mate.
Fearog did not hesitate. Whipping out his sword, he ran Grivel through. As he did, the big black rat Durgi jumped him from behind. Durgi did not have a sword, but he was expert with his dagger. Fearog gave a gasp of surprise as the blade plunged between his ribs. He collapsed silently. It was all over in the twinkling of an eye. A hush fell over the crew as they gazed at the two who had just met death. Durgi turned to face his captain, pointing to himself with his dagger.
I think it'll be myself who'll be leading your shore party, Captain.
Vizca shook his head.
Not after you've slayed three of my crew, Durgi.
Codge looked puzzled.
Three? But there's only two of them.
Vizca was enjoying himself. He nodded affably to the crew.
Three, if in your counts poor Snikey. Durgi and his two mates was plotting again me, but Snikey heard him, so Durgi did him in and tossed him o'er the side. Ain't that right, mate?
Durgi was at a loss for words. Vizca winked at him.
Thought you'd fool me, didn't you? But the captain of the Blood Gullet knows everything, don't he, Cookie?
The fat greasy cook Glerma nodded. The crew knew then who had informed on the plotters. Glerma ducked off silently to her galley. One or two of her vermin shipmates cast glances of disgust at her, but Vizca distracted their attention, carrying on with the summation of the good times ahead for his loyal crew.
Belay, buckles. I nominate Codge to be the shore party leader. We'll take this Red Wall Abbey and loot it down to the stones. Loads of booty for old paws, eh?
At the mention of looting and booty, the crew cheered lustily. Every beast was firmly on the Golden Fox's side. He leaned on the pitchfork, smiling indulgently at them.
Aye, booty, grog and victuals for me trusty cullies.
He paused, shaking his head sadly.
All set for one, and I leave him to you. Ain't no room aboard Blood Gullet for mutineers. Ah, 'tis a sad day for your old cabin. I'll go and mourn in me cabin.
The circle of drawn weapons closed in on Durgi. Vizca Longtooth paused before entering his cabin. He listened to Durgi's last scream and heard the splash as his carcass hit the water. Then he wiped away a mock tear.
Ah, a sad day indeed.